chemical photography, based upon the sensitivity of silver salt, is a monochromatic process. There is no easy way to capture and render color. Tremendous effort was expended to invent practical color photography, and early in the 20th century, a variety of processes existed. The earliest and the wackiest of them was the Lumiere autochrome, invented by the same brothers who made the first practical moving pictures. Autochromes were transparencies on glass, and they used a set of dyed grains of potato starch to produce a full-color image. The most long-lasting and accurate processes used color separations to record color in three parts of the spectrum, which could then be reproduced by superimposing three printings in the complementary colors. Color carbon printing, a variant called Carbro, and dye transfer printing all used these separations. This principle of generating the appearance of many colors from three primaries is the very same method used by our eye and brain to create the rich world of color we see every day. Color photography didn't really come of age until processes were invented that put the three separations on a single sheet of film or paper, so the user didn't need to go through the complex steps of multiple printing. The first such process was the Kodachrome, which came along just before World War II. This new color material, and the others that followed it, freed the photographer from intense and demanding physical manipulations, in much the same way that the dry plate eliminated much of the labor of 19th century photography.